had made a very important prayer.
这个重要的祷告在他一生有很重大的影响。
And this important prayer has affected his life.
我们如果注意，应该对我们也很有影响。
If we pay attention, it will affect us as well.
他在这个祷告之后，他在敬拜神这方面有重大的转变。
After his prayer, the worship to him has a big change.
神也照着他的祷告，把属天的智慧赐给他。
And according to his prayer, God gave him the heavenly wisdom.
神也照着他所能承受的，让他能够有各样的智慧充满在他的身上。
And according to how he can afford, God gave him the wisdom that he can use.
我们从他所留下的话中可以看见，他认识神创造，所以他有神创造的这个智慧。
And from the words that he has written, we understand that he has the wisdom of God's creation.
他也认识神的国度，所以他有国度的智慧。
And he also has the wisdom of God's kingdom.
他也知道神的救赎，所以他有神救赎的智慧在。
And because he understands the salvation, he has the wisdom of God's redemption.
神也使他能够认识人，所以呢，他有认识，还有认识人得救的智慧。
And he, God make him understand people, and therefore he also have the wisdom of God's salvation on man.
神也借着他让我们知道，生命不是仅仅得救，我们人不是仅仅得救，人乃是要进到神所赐的丰富里面。
God also made him understand that we not only need to be saved, but we have to enter into the God's abundance.
所以神赐给他就生命丰盛的智慧。
So God gave him the wisdom of the riches of life.
在这生命的丰富智慧，生命丰盛的智慧里面，他让我们看见，首先我们必须要认识神，认识耶和华。
In such a wisdom of riches of life, the first thing that he made us understand is that we have to know God.
在这生命经历的过程当中，我们要学会敬畏耶和华。
And in his life experience, the first thing we have to learn is to fear the Jehovah.
我们要学会依靠耶和华。
We have to learn how to rely on Jehovah.
我们要经历耶和华的管教。
And we have to experience the discipline of Jehovah.
我们要能够知道，也能够接受神或耶和华所喜悦或者所憎恶的。
We have to know and accept what God like and dislike.
今天我们交通另外一个新的功课。
And today we have a new lesson.
这个就是耶和华的眼目与鉴察。
That is before the eyes of Jehovah and his beholding.
很多人听到这个都很害怕。
Some people are afraid of this topic.
是不是我们听到这个词就会心里很沉重？
Is this wording making us feel a burden?
我希望主给我恩典。
We hope that God gave us the grace.
我们今天看过，这样看过之后，我们以后不但不会觉得很沉重，而且要拥抱耶和华的眼目和他的鉴察。
After today's sharing, not only that it's not going to be a burden for us, but we have to embrace his wording.
如果我们会拥抱他的话，在从生命上，从生命上是一个极大的祝福。
If we learn how to embrace his word, our life is going to be encouraged.
首先我们要知道说，耶和华他是鉴察一切。
First of all, we have to know that God sees everything.
也就是说，不管你知道不知道，你喜欢不喜欢，他都鉴察。
Which means that no matter you like it or not, whether it's visible or invisible, he examined it.
所以箴言十五章第三节说，耶和华的眼目无处不在，恶人善人他都鉴察。
Therefore, in the Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3, it says, the eyes of Jehovah are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
所以这是叫我们心里要认定一件事情。
So this asserted us something.
无论你现在已经认识神，或者你还没有认识神。
No matter you already know God or not yet.
无论是你喜欢亲近神，或者你不喜欢亲近神。
No matter you like to get close to God or not.
无论是你对神有情感，或者是你总是逃避神。
No matter you have the feeling with God or you always avoid God.
你都是他鉴察的对象。
You are in his eyes.
没有办法逃避。
You cannot avoid.
没有一个人例外。
No person is accepted.
这在我没有信主的时候，我一点都不懂这个事。
Before I believe in the Lord, I didn't know this.
但从我人生的经历，我就是实在觉得 有一个很奇妙的守护的眼光一直在那里盯着我。
But from my life experience, I understand there is this miracle eyes and hand watching me.
我差不多要经过四五年以后，我才承认说有一个至高的主宰在看我。
Almost after 4 or 5 years later, then I ascertain and agree that there is this highest God watching over me.
当我开始明白的时候，我觉得我的思想、我的行为、我的很多的方面就开始转变。
When I begin to understand my thoughts, my mind, and my deed start to change.
虽然当时我不太懂，但是我现在看回去呢。那对我是一个祝福开始。
Even though I didn't understand totally at that time, now I look back, it was a blessing to me.
所以耶和华的眼目无处不在。
Therefore, the eye of Jehovah are in every place.
恶人善人，他都见察。
Beholding the evil and the good.
我们先看清楚他，还看出我们自己。
First, we have to understand that He is watching us.
那我们就比较有路可以走。
Then we know that there is a way.
还有一节说，阴间和灭亡尚在耶和华眼前，何况世人的心呢？
And another verse says, sorrow and destruction are before Jehovah. How much more than the hearts of the children of men?
所以说，就是人以为说跑到阴间去了，或者人离开人世了，就神管不着了。
Some people think that after death, then God cannot control anymore.
但是主的话告诉我们说，在他面前，啊，在他眼前，所以不会管不着的。
But God's word told us that death are before Jehovah.
还有什么？你藏在心里面的东西，神是不是知道呢？
And what else? Something that's hidden in your heart, do you think God knows?
也许全世界没有一个人知道你心里想什么。
Maybe the whole world, no people will know what you are thinking.
但是我们的主，我们的神，他都知道。
But our God, our Lord will know.
好，在下面就说，耶和华是衡量人心的。
And the next verse that says that Jehovah weighs the spirit.
这个衡量人心哈，有两面，一个是人的灵，一个是人的心。
There are two sides of the spirit. One is someone's heart and one is someone's mind.
啊，在这个箴言十六章第二节说，人一切所行的，在自己眼中看为清洁，唯有耶和华衡量人的灵。
In Proverbs chapter 16 verse 2, all the ways of men are clean in his own eyes, but Jehovah weighs the spirit.
啊，所以我们哈自己说好，这是我们的角度。
So from our point of view, we think we are good.
但是呢，耶和华他衡量人的灵。
But Jehovah weighs the spirit.
啊，在新约圣经里面有一个很明显的例子。
In the New Testament, there is this example.
就是雅各、约翰陪主耶稣经过撒玛利亚。
That Jacob and Joseph pass through Samaria with Jesus.
那撒玛利亚人不接待主耶稣。
And Samaritan did not accept Jesus.
那雅各、约翰就跟主讲说，主啊，你要不要我们哈像以利亚一样，吩咐火从天降下来把他们烧死
？And Jacob and Joseph asked Jesus whether they should order like Elijah to have the heavenly fire to come down.
从雅各、约翰的角度讲啊，他是替主出口气啊。
From the point of view of Jacob and Joseph, they are trying to defend Jesus.
就是他怎么讲？他帮主耶稣的忙啊。
They are helping Jesus.
但是主说，你们不晓得你们的灵如何。
But Jesus said that you didn't know your status of your spirit.
因为主耶稣来，人子来不是要毁灭人，主来是要拯救人，是要服侍人。
Because the Son of Man come not to destroy the bad, but to serve people.
所以这告诉我们说，我们很多的事情在我们觉得很好。
So here is a good example to us that we think that we are adding good.
但是我们来到主面前呢，让主检查我们的灵的时候，你就发现不一定我们觉得好就是好。
But when we come before the Lord and let Him weigh our spirit, it may not be good anymore.
所以如果雅各、约翰那次不接受主的检查，可 可能约翰将来对这个圣灵的这个认识不会这么深。
So probably if Jacob and John were not accepting Jesus criticized at that time, then John would not be so spiritual afterward.
十二使徒里面或者写四福音的作者里面讲的圣灵讲最多的就是约翰。
From the 12 disciples or from the authors of the four gospel books, the person who wrote most about spirit is John.
也许那一次约翰说我是为主我是替主怎么我是替主这个行公义啊怎么会变成说我的灵不对、啊、
So probably to John at that time, he was thinking that he was acting righteousness. Why is he being criticized?
所以 主的那些话对约翰来讲是一个强大的撞击。
But Lord's word was attacking him at that time.
但是到约翰福音的时候你就发现哎呀处处讲到圣灵怎么样讲到圣灵在人的心中怎样。
But by the time you read to the book of John, you will see that how he was talking about spirit.
所以他告诉我们人健康的灵是怎么回事。
So then he told us how a healthy spirit condition is.
盼望我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们的灵都非常的清洁，非常的健康。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters have a clean spirit.
这对我们认识和经历主是非常重要的事情。
This is an important criteria for us to understand the Lord.
还有什么？人所行的，在自己眼中看都看为正，唯有耶和华衡量人心。
And what's the next verse? It says, Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Jehovah weighs the heart.
人觉得正，但是呢，只有耶和华衡量人心。
Men always think it's right, but only Jehovah weighs the heart.
这个大卫是神所喜悦的人。
David is a person that God loves.
但大卫有一件事情呢，他的心那时候偏了。
But there is one thing that God, that David has a astray heart.
就是他犯奸淫，后来又娶了八十八。
That is he sinned.Adultery sinned, and then he married Bathsheba.
他也杀了八十八的丈夫乌利亚。
And he killed Bathsheba's ex-husband.
大卫以为没有人会知道。
David thought that no one knew.
但是耶和华差派先知来跟他讲说，你错了。
But Jehovah sent prophet to judge him.
所以这是很奇妙的事情。
This is a miracle.
好，另外一面就是。耶和华他鉴察我们的心是为了做什么
？So why is God watching our heart？
他要修平人一切的路。
Because he has to set straight our way。
这个达比的翻译哈是 ponder。
In the Darby translation, it says ponder the road。
这 ponder 我不太了解它的意思，不过我查了查一下。ponder 意思就是沉思啊，思考。
If you look into the dictionary, ponder means to think carefully,
或者考虑
or to consider carefully,
或者是那种琢磨，慢慢的磨呢
or to meditate clearly.
所以神呢，他呢有一个重要的事情，他为什么要鉴察我们的心
？So there is this important thing that God wants to do for the reason that's why He.Examine our heart.
他不是闲着没事干，只叫我们说知道他是至高者就够了。
He is not being having too much time and just want us to know that he is the highest.
所有被鉴察的人，就是神看得起你，神要你什么走在他所喜悦的道路上。
All those being examined are the one that God want to lead you onto His path.
所以这里说，贫穷人、强暴人再次相遇。他们的眼目都蒙耶和华光照。
And so the next verse says the indigent and the opposer meet together. Jehovah lightens the eyes of them both.
所以我们信耶稣这件事情，实在讲不是什么宗教的事情。
So believing in Jesus is not an important task.
是得生命。
It's to receive the life.
很真实的里面的光照。
And the reality of being lightened in your heart.
有许许多人在得救的这个过程当中哈，都有遇见光的这个经历。
How many people have experienced the light during the process of being saved?
那 有时候我们讲起来这是很模糊，只是遇见一个大光。
Sometimes it could be a vague description that is a big light.
啊，保罗就是遇见大光，但是那个大光的背后就是耶稣基督。
Paul saw this bright light, and what's behind this bright light is Christ Jesus.
所以这个蒙光照有一件事情，就是要让我们知道耶稣基督就是这世上的光。
So the reason being enlightened is to let us know that Jesus is our Savior.
而被光照的结果就是这个被光照的人要成为光明之子。
And the result of being enlightened is to make this person to be the son of light.
他产生的影响就是以后他的立志、他的行事、他做什么都根据光来做。
And afterward, all his thought and deed are following the light.
而且从此以后，他里面就有一个源头，这个源头是连于天上的宝座，连于主耶稣的。
And from there on, he has this source in his heart that is connected to the heaven.
这个源头呢，使得他什么？他就是说，神可以在他身上来启动他神要做的事情。
And this source in him can let Lord to start his work starting from him.
所以这个对基督徒来讲都是一个重大的经历，而且重大的转变。
So to Christ, this is the big change for him.
许多时候我们是想到什么就做什么，我喜欢什么我就做什么。
A lot of times, what we think, we start doing it, and we want to do something that we like to do.
我想到的不一定是神所要做的。
But what I thought of may not be what God wants me to do.
我喜欢的也不一定神是他所要他要做的。
And what I like to do may not be what God wants me to do.
神许多的时候，在我没有想到的时候，也在我没有喜欢的时候，神在我们心中来动了善功，来启动那个事情。
A lot of times that before we even thought of something, or even if we did not think that we like to do something, God has this starting power to start us to do something.
所以这是里面光的活动。
This is the inner motion.
这也是老约翰讲说，恩膏的教训在我们里面来运行。
And this is also what Apostle John says, that this is the anointed grace in us working.
一面叫我们对于一些负面的在神面前不讨神喜悦的事情，我们能知道，能够鉴察。
So that we can examine ourselves that what we are, what we like is against what God's like.
另外一面，神是要在凡事上教导我们。
And another side is that God wants to teach us in every aspect.
教训我们。
To discipline us.
所以我们实在要彼此互相的常常提醒或劝勉。
And therefore we have to remind each other and help each other.
你每天花一点时间常常安静在主的面前，这是值得的。
Each day you quiet yourself to come before the Lord is worthy.
尤其是你越忙的时候，你不要一直忙，一直忙，一直忙。
Especially when you are very busy, don't get yourself busy and busy.
尤其是在你忙以前，开始行动以前，先花一点时间准备着安静一下。
Especially before you start your busy task, quiet yourself to come before the Lord.
在你的感觉或在你的计划中，事情可能是有顺序的。
In your plan, you might have everything set up.
但是呢，当你安静在主的面前的时候，主可能把你原来的顺序呢稍微调动一下。
But after you quiet before the Lord, God may change your order.
不但调动下，可能神借着那样的机会，把你没有想到的来告诉你，叫你去去做那件事情。
And through the quiet time, God may remind you to do something that you didn't think of.
所以这个安静在主的面前是非常需要的。
So come before the Lord quietly is necessary.
叫我们真是活在光中。
So that we can live in the light.
那个光在我们里面不会暗淡，能够越来越明亮。
And so that the light will not dim down, but it will get brighter.
而且这个光要引导我们，是在逐渐的能够经历主所告诉我们的一切的真理。
And this light will bring us into all the truth of the of God.
所以你就会发现，我们的脚步就会逐渐的调整，然后呢，会越来越靠近神的心意。
And then you will see that our path was being adjusted to get closer to God's will.
如果我们里面是明亮的，我们就不会觉得耶稣基督的见证是很困难的。
If we have bright light in our heart, we will not find the testimony, testify for Jesus being hard.
如果我们里面实在是跟主有活的关系、活的交通，你就发现有些的代价对我们来讲算不得什么。
If we have this living fellowship among us with Jesus, then you will see that some price that we pay for is worthless.
即使最大的代价，如果跟主有够深刻的交通，都不算什么。
If you have the complete fellowship with Lord, the biggest price will still be priceless, worthless.
我在准备这次交通的时候，主让我想起有一个诗篇呢。是这个人他有很深刻的被鉴察的这个经历。
When I'm preparing this fellowship today, Lord reminded me to look into a book in the book of Psalm.
这个人就是大卫。
And this person is David.
这一篇诗篇呢就是139篇。
And the Psalm is Psalm 139.
我已经把它整理在我们的投影上面。
I have already prepared a slide.
啊那在这篇诗篇里面呢，我发现呢有几个重点。
And I found a few important points.
第一个呢，他描述那个被鉴察的人，他被鉴察的那个感受。
First, he described the person who was being searched.
啊，他被鉴察是有感觉的啊，不是被鉴察一点都不知道的。
If you are being searched, examined, you know it.
你怎么感觉得到呢
？How do you know?
这个人呢他说你已经鉴察我认识我。
And this person wrote, Jehovah, you have searched me and know me.
这是表示说他有亲身的经历。
And this shows us that he has in person experience.
神在他身上的鉴察是一个很真实的一个很奇妙的过程。
God searched him, it became a miracle process to him.
他说我坐下我起来。你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
It says here, thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off.
这是鉴察什么东西
？What is it searching?
这是鉴察他的行动，也鉴察他的意念。
It's searching his act as well as his mind.
你有没有被鉴察过
？Have you been examined and searched?
有没有过？什么事你一刚做完你里面心里发现错了。
Have you ever experienced something that you just finish it and you realize that you did it wrong?
啊这就是被鉴察了。
And this is being examined.
啊我们才刚刚做完一件事情就发现错了。
You just complete something and you realize that you did it wrong.
啊这是神在我们身上的工作。
And this is the work of God on us.
然后另外一句在第三节说我行路我躺卧你都细查。
Verse 3 says, Thou searchest out my path and my lying down and act acquainted with all my ways.
你也深知我一切所行的。
And you know all my ways.
这就是什么一个是行为上受鉴察还有什么我们的走的路我们的道路上受鉴察。
One is our deed being searched, and the other one is about our ways being searched.
主耶稣说他就是道路、真理和生命。
Lord said he is the way, the life, and the truth.
人一生都在走一条路。
Our life is on a path.
你走的路是往永生的路去。
Your path is towards this everlasting life.
还是往灭亡的路去。
Or towards this destruction life.
啊，这有很大的差别。
And it's a big difference.
啊，看起来都要吃饭，都要睡觉，但是呢，路走在哪里
？To us, it looks like that everyone has to eat and sleep, but your path is different.
所以这里的这个人，他的行为被鉴察，他走的路的方向，他的道路被鉴察。
So to this person, his way and his path was searched.
好的，我舌头上的话。你没有一句不知道的。
For there is not yet a word on my tongue that Jehovah you know it altogether.
言语受检查。
Your word were being examined.
我以前是蛮喜欢随便讲话的。
I used to be like to say whatever I like.
特别是如果我要达到我的目的哈，我可以东转西转，好像就是反正我只要把你压过去就好了。
Especially if I have a goal to reach, my word can change so that I can be right all the time. But I was being searched by the Lord.
我蒙主的怜悯, 希望主怜悯我, 不该说的话,
from the grace of the Lord, I was allowed not to say the thing that God doesn't want me to say.
基督徒如果的言语能够受检查,
if a word out of a Christian can be examined,
你的行动, 你的行为受检查,
then your deeds were being examined.
你的心思意念受检查,
and your mind and your heart were examined.
你的道路受检查,
and your path was examined.
你如果能够真的走在主所要愿意, 主所喜悦的路上,
if you truly walk on the path that please God,
对我们这个人是很大的祝福,
this is going to be a great blessing to you.
对于我们所接触到的人, 也是很大的祝福,
and this is also a great blessing to the people around you.
对于我们的家庭, 对于教会, 都是很大的祝福,
it's also a great blessing to your family and your church.
如果我们的言语不受约束,
if our words, our tongue were not controlled,
我们可能有一个很好的心, 这是人的好心, 但不是神要我们做的那个东西,
we might have good hearts, but we didn't say the good word.
结果我们没有把祝福带来,
then we didn't bring the blessing.
好, 下面说, 你在我前后环绕我, 按手在我的身上,
and the next verse says, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me.
你就发现哈, 神在所有的环境里面都是同在的,
then you will see that God exists in every place.
谁有这个本事?
Who has this
除了那,
capability?
除了那独一的真神至高的主宰之外, 没有人有这个本事,
unless the highest God,
无论你在哪里,
no matter where you are,
无论你做什么事,
no matter what you are doing,
无论你在什么环境,
no matter what type of surroundings you are in,
他都同在,
he is with you,
他都检查,
he search you,
而且怎么样, 还按手在我们身上,
he even lay his hand upon us,
就是什么, 我们这个人是他很重看的一个对象,
this tells us what? Tells us that we are the important people that he looked at.
要知道我们哈, 有时候年轻人哈, 尤其到十几岁的时候, 很不希望父母亲跟他多讲几句话,
and we should understand that the teenagers don't like parents to speak to them too much.
有的时候会有一种想法, 就是说, 怎么老是找我麻烦啊?
And they may even have this thought that why is the parent always searching trouble to them?
你每次都是想坏的, 都没想好的,
you always think of me the bad thing.
年轻的弟兄姊妹, 相信你的父母亲,
teenagers, brothers and sisters, believe, trust in your parent.
我相信你的父母亲不会故意跟你说坏话,
I don't believe that your parents would say bad things to you on purpose.
如果他很慎重地跟你讲, 一定他觉得很严重才会跟你讲,
if they say it to you, that means they feel it's important.
如果万一他错了, 你不要怕, 主耶稣会帮助他,
in case they are wrong, don't be afraid, because Lord Jesus is going to help them.
但是你要知道说, 主耶稣, 就说你跟主耶稣的关系可能不一定他跟, 不一定比他跟主耶稣的关系好,
but don't forget that your relationship with the Jesus may not be better or worse than your parents and Jesus.
或者你跟主耶稣的经历, 在受主耶稣的这个生命上的带领, 没有他那么深,
and maybe the leading that you experience from Jesus is not as deep as your parents.
所以有的事情, 神让他能够先看出来, 你还看不出来,
so sometimes for something, God lets the parents to see it first.
我会讲这个话, 就是因为我曾经都是犯那种错的人,
I can say this because I have made the same mistake.
让我觉得最意外的就是说, 我觉得我以前是对的, 后来我发现都是错的,
what surprised me is that I thought I was wrong in those days, and when I look back, they are all wrong.
所以如果能够受检查, 受帮助, 这是很有福气的人,
so if you are willing to accept being searched and being helped, this is a blessing to you.
好, 那他说什么, 这样的知识是很奇妙的, 是我不能测的, 至高是我不能及的,
What's next? It says, Oh, knowledge too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it.
所以给我们看到，神他所做的一切都完全是超越，超越所有一切，超越我们。
So this let us see that everything that God did surpassed everything else.
你有这一位神这样子的看过你，你要觉得很幸福啊。
If you have a God like this watching over you, don't you feel blessed?
那刚讲的是感受，对不对？
I just talk about how you feel.
你如果能够接受神这样的检查，
If you can accept being examined by God,
你如果心平气和的能够活在神的这个同在里面，
And if you have a peaceful heart to live with God,
你就会发现呢，在你身上有很大的好处。
Then you will see all the good things coming to you.
第一个是对神的认识。
The first thing is to be able to know God.
能够认识神是全能的神。
To know God that He is the omnipotent God.
啊，这里呢说什么样说呢？他说你已经鉴察我，已经认识我，就是什么？人是神所注视的一个最重要的焦点。
Here it says, Jehovah, you have searched me and know me. That tells you that you are the important person that He is paying attention to.
就是你我需要有认定一件事情。我们都是神所最关心的那个。
We have to be certain to ourselves that we are the most important people that God paying attention to.
你要很庆幸哈，神他很乐意来关心来注意我们。
That you have to be clear that God is so much willing to care about us.
啊，你有被爱的感觉吗？
Did you feel being loved?
那个被爱的人就是被关心的人。
The one that being loved is the one being cared,
被注意的人
being paid attention to.
啊，然后呢，你认识神真是是奇妙的神，是至高的神。
And you realize that God is a wonderful God, the highest God.
那刚才我们提的情况，你就知道说，神是无所不知、无所不在，也是无所不能的。
And then you will know that God is the omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God.
啊，这人。想象自己要躲要躲到哪里去呢
？If you think that you want to hide，
啊，在这诗篇讲说，人想要躲到天上去。
And in the psalm it says that someone want to hide to the heaven。
人或者想要躲到阴间去。
Or someone want to hide in the death。
或者人想要躲到那个海极，就是很偏远、非常非常遥远的地方去。
Or someone want to hide in the outmost part of the sea。
或者人想要躲在黑暗，用黑暗来隐藏自己。
Or someone want to hide under darkness to cover themselves.
但是写诗人告诉我们说，不管你到天上，或者你到阴间，或者你到海极，或者是你藏在黑暗里面，你都遇见神。
But the one who wrote this psalm told us that wherever we are in the heaven, in the death, in the sea, almost part of the sea, in the darkness.We cannot be hidden.
所以这告诉我们说，神的确是全能的神。
And it told us that God is truly the Almighty God.
你没有什么地方可以躲的。
No place you can hide.
所以不要再尝试躲了，好不好
？So do not try to hide.
所以这告诉我们说，不要尝试远离神。
Don't even try to hide from God.
啊，不管你怎么样，你要用什么方法。你都会遇见他。
No matter where you are or how you do it, you are going to meet him.
很简单，他就是全能的神。
Very easy, very simple, because he is the Almighty God.
而且他是至高的主宰。
And he is the highest God.
另外呢，你再继续，你如果经历这个神的鉴察
，If you are being examined by God continuously,
这写诗人经历说，神是爱的神。
And the experience of the person who wrote the psalm says that God is the one who is a loving God.
你怎么知道神是爱的神呢
？How do you know that God is a loving God?
当你需要引导的时候，你发现他引导的手在带领你。
When you need guidance, you will see that He has this leading hand.
你会不会常常觉得站在十字路口上，不晓得往东往西
？Have you ever experienced that you are in this crossroad that you don't know which way to go?
有的时候很奇妙哈，有时候开车的时候哈，啊，走错了，然后说主啊，这是帮助我。又站对了。
Sometimes when you are driving and you get lost, you will pray and say, Lord, please help me, and then you will be guided back.
啊，我们要经历神的引导。
We have to experience the guidance of God.
尤其是基督徒, 更应当要丰富的经历。
Especially to Christian, you should experience this gracious guidance.
啊, 并且要经历神他扶持的手。
And also experience this holding hand.
啊, 这不是光抓住我们哈, 它是帮我们保护起来。
This hand not just holding us, but to protect us.
啊, 我记得我刚信主头一段时间哈,
I remember when I first believing in Lord.
因为我那时候都骑机车啊,
I was driving a motorcycle.
那我跟主祷告说我想聚会。
And I prayed to the Lord that I want to go to a gathering.
然后要聚会呢, 都要骑很远的车。
And this gathering is far away.
骑机车最怕什么?
What's the most frightening thing for motorcyclists?
塞车不怕, 对不对?
We are not afraid of congestion.
骑机车怕下雨。
The motorcyclist is afraid of rain.
虽然穿雨衣, 里面还是干的, 对不对?
Even though you have raincoat to protect you dry inside,
戴眼镜人就知道怕下雨。
The one who put on glasses will know that you need to be afraid of rain.
雨滴滴滴滴滴的, 眼睛都看不见了。
When the rain hits your eyeglasses, you can see anything.
而且呢, 那个机车啊, 在下雨天呢, 那个路特别滑, 再滑一下呢, 啊, 那就非常惨了。
And especially for motorcyclists, when the road is wet, it's very slippery.
所以我大学老师跟我讲，去建议说，你绝对不要骑机车，你开车，它那个是一个是铁包肉，一个是肉包铁。
And therefore, my instructor in the university always told me that don't ride by motorcycle because motorcycle is covered by our flesh. But if you drive a car, the metal is protecting our flesh.
但是对不起，没办法，我只好肉包铁。
But I'm sorry, that's the only way I have.
那我就跟主讲，我说，希望我们在路上的时候哈，让我不要遇见雨，能够平平安安的到聚会的地方。
So I pray to the Lord that I am not going to run into raining, so that I can get to the gathering peacefully.
哇，这种祷告每一次都是灵的。
And every time I pray for this, it works.
而且有时候很奇怪，有时候不是在这，有时候哈，就我也不知道要下雨。 然后我就骑车回去，回到那边一车一放好，然后跑进房子就哗下大雨了。Sometimes
I didn't know the rain is coming, but once I stopped my motorcycle and parked, I got into my apartment and the rain began.
我听到雨声的时候，我里面心里非常的感动。Once
I hear those raindrops, I moved.
因为这是神扶持的手。This
is the holding hand from God.
他把那个雨哈停几秒钟、几分钟哈。 我就没有听到了。He
paused the rain for a few seconds, a few minutes to help me.
希望我们多多的经历。I
hope that everyone will experience more.
所以当你被神检查的时候，你也会经历到神覆庇的手，把你遮盖起来。So when
you're being searched by God, you will also experience this hand protecting you, covering you.
这个作诗人是说什么？他发现，其实他在母腹中就已经被遮盖了。
The poetry says that he found that he was being covered even when he was in the mother's womb.
盼望我们也多多经历主的遮盖。
May we experience this covering of God.
如果我们常常躲在主里面，这个遇到撒旦的时候呢，撒旦一看到主也说啊，对不起，我找错了，我走错了。
If we always hide within Jesus, and when we encounter Satan, Satan will back off.
所以你如果遮盖在主里面。 你如果遇到一个问题的时候，是主耶稣先替你挡它。
If we are being covered by God, and when we encountering problems, God is our front end encountering the problems.
这里面都有很多奇妙的经历，我只能点一点啊。
I can only point out a few experiences.
啊，另外呢，你如果常常接受主的带领。 你就会发现主的作为是非常的奇妙的。
If you always receive the guidance from God, then you will see that how marvelous is His work.
其实啊，基督徒的生活啊，可以说是一个奇妙的生活。
Our life is a miracle.
因为我们的主，他有一个名字叫做奇妙。
Because our Lord has another name called marvelous.
奇妙就是说你不知道怎么形容啊，你就觉得每一次一。 走过的时候，你就发现，哎呀，真是难以想象。但是呢，你经历得住。
Marvelous is almost like indescribable, that you don't know how to describe it.
你计划也计划不出来，你想要模仿也没办法模仿到。
You couldn't plan for it. You couldn't copy it.
所以他是奇妙的主。
So he is a wonderful God.
而且呢，你多多的被主鉴察，你发现主呢也让你自己认识你自己。
If you are being examined by God more often, then God will let you know yourself.
啊，甚至这个作诗人说他的受造哈、啊、是什么？是他从他自己身上发现神的作为是很荣耀的。
And the one who wrote the psalm also tells us that how glorious God's creation is.
我想我们再往前去哈，你被鉴察呢，你对神的认识会有第三方面。
After you are being searched, there is the third aspect.
这一方面就是你会知道神是有旨意的神。
You will know that God has a plan.
所以你如果你都不跟神有活的接触哈。
If you don't have life fellowship with God,
你就是把所有的圣经摆在你面前。
You put all the Bibles in front of you.
你还是不能明白神的旨意什么。
You still do not understand what God's will is.
因为你没有亲身经历。
Because you have no in-person experience.
因为我们如果不接受主在我们身上的检查。
If we do not accept the examination from God.
主就是他亲口跟我们讲他的旨意怎样，我们可能都不能接受。
Even if God told us in person what His will is, we will still reject it.
但是如果你真是愿意接受他每一次的或大或小的各方面的检查。
But if you are willing to accept His examinations on a big event or small,
你就发现神的确是有旨意的。
Then you will see that God truly has His own plan.
很多事情神要这样引导我们。
And a lot of times God wanted to guide us.
其他方面神在那里禁止我们。
And there are something that God wants to stop us.
神把我们从一些险恶当中拯救出来。
And God save us from sinful.
都是有目的的。
Have a purpose.
所以呢，这个写诗人他说他发现神他已经预先都知道一切。
And therefore the poet says that God foreknows everything.
而且他纪念他所创造的人，他纪念他所爱的人。
And also God remembered his creation and the one who loved him.
那这个纪念是根据什么？
And what is this remembering according to?
他的旨意有关系。
According to his will.
啊，你只要摸到神的旨意的事情，神就特别会纪念。
If you understand his will and touch that part of his will, God will remember you.
你如果读旧约圣经，你发现有一些人哈，他在他身上，或他是第一次碰到的神重大心意的人，都被神特别纪念。
If you read the Old Testament, you will see that those who walk according to God's will are being remembered by God.
甚至神与他们个别立约。
And God even has individual covenants with them.
好像神与亚伯拉罕立约，神与大卫立约。
Just like God has covenants set with Abraham and with David.
神也与这个神也与好多人立约。
God has covenants with many people.
但刚讲的是最重要的呢。
But I have mentioned the most important one.
好，所以你知道说哈。神为什么要立约啊？
So why is God not making a covenant with you?
神是限制他自己。
God is restricting himself.
所以让我们有把握。
So that we have this assurance.
神纪念他所说过的。
God remember what he had said.
所以你如果常常去经历主，你又看见神这么样的这样的纪念我们。
As you experience God and you realize God remember you.
你就会发现。神的意念哈、啊、是非常宝贵的。
And you will see the precious of His will.
啊，这个什么，就是说以前哈、啊、有弟兄们交通说年轻人最怕什么呢
？And there was a brother who had a fellowship here says what teenager afraid of most.
最怕听到神的旨意。
And they were afraid of God's will.
那什么是神的旨意呢
？What is God's will?
就是他反正跟我相反的就是神的旨意。
Whatever that is opposite with me is God's will.
跟我的意思相反的是神的旨意。
Whatever is against my thought is God's will.
其实呢不是这样子，是可能是我错了，不是神的旨意。
Actually, that's not how it works. Maybe we are wrong.
因为我们愿意活在黑暗里面，所以我们有时候就把神用一个错误的方法去看他。
Because we are willing to live in the darkness, and therefore we see God's will as opposite to us.
但是如果真正谦卑在主面前的,
but if you truly humble before the Lord,
能够进入他鉴察实际的经历的,
and experience His searching,
他就会发现神的意念是很宝贵的,
then you will see how precious God's thought is.
对我们是有很大的建造的, 是生命上很大的帮助的,
is a great establishment to our life.
甚至在以赛亚说, 他的意念是高过我们的意念。
Even in the book of Isaiah, it says that his thought is higher than our thought.
他的道路是高过我们的道路。
His way is higher than our way.
所以你又开始觉得神的意念宝贵。
If you start seeing the precious of God's thought,
那你基督徒生活就开始享受。
Then your Christian life should start enjoying.
你遇到神禁止你的时候, 你不会真的一直抱怨,
when you are being restricted by the Lord, you will not complain and complain.
你遇到神这个拦阻的时候, 你不会一直觉得说, 怎么这样怎么那样, 就讲很多理由。
If you are being hindered by the Lord, you will not find excuses.
你会发现神的意念是宝贵的意念。
You will see that Lord thought is precious.
他知道怎么样建造我们。
He knows how to build us up.
他知道怎么样叫我们真正的得到生命的益处。
He knows how to let us enjoy the true life.
所以他说这一个人经历到他说这样的意念是其数何等众多。
And therefore this person who experienced says how great is the sum of them.
所以神宝贵的意念让他常常的经历, 所以让他到个地步好像他是活在他是被神所保爱的一样。
God's precious thought coming with him so that he becomes such a precious son of God.
希望我们都能进入到这里面。
I hope that we can all become in this stage.
他同时也就因为他明白了神的旨意, 他当然知道神是将来有审判的。
Because he understands God's thought, he knew the judgment in the future.
因为神恨恶罪恶。
Because God hated the wicked.
在另外一方面, 你被鉴察就会发现对自己有更清楚更具体的认识。
On another side of being searched, then you also know that you will know yourself better.
这个认识呢, 第一个方面就是, 你是被神所认识的, 也就是你是蒙神所爱的。
And the first knowledge is that you are known by God, which means that you are loved by God.
所以希望我们以后在被主遇到鉴察的时候, 我们里面 感觉是爱的感觉。
So the next time when you are being searched by God, you should feel that you are being loved.
我们不是一个觉得好像受苦的感觉。
You should not be in the suffering.
我们也不应该是一种好像在跟神对抗的感觉。
You should not be in the oppositions.
因为你是被神所认识的, 所以神爱你。
Because you are being known by God, loved by God.
并且呢, 另外一个认识就是, 我们的受造是奇物。 奇妙可畏,
and the other side is that our creation is fearful and wonderful.
为什么奇妙可畏?
Why is it wonderful and fearful?
因为我们人生的目的不是为了在这里吃喝等死。
Because our goal of life is not to eat and drink here.
我们人生的目的乃是为了神永远的旨意。
Our goal of life is for the eternal will of God.
而且另外怎么样说, 我们要知道我们所处的环境是何等的险恶。
And the other thing is that we have to know that we are living among the wicked.
所以这个人他被鉴察了, 结果他发现呢, 他是生活在恶人和好流人血的人当中。
And the one who is being searched understands that he is living among the wicked and men of blood.
你有没有觉得这很遥远呢?
Do you see this is something far away?
你不用, 你只要打开电视就知道。
No, actually no, you just need to turn on the TV.
你打开电视,你让那个影集多播几个,不管它什么影集,都要多播几个,你就知道我们是不是生活在恶人和好人流血的人当中。
Just let the TV run for a few more minutes and you will see that you are living among the wicked.
这不是很遥远的事情。
This is not something far away.
而且呢,他生活的一个环境是什么? 是喜欢说恶言的, 喜欢说那些坏话，那些咒诅的话的人。
And then you will also realize that you are dwelling in the environment of evil speaking.
他也生活在抵挡神的人的环境当中。
And you are also living in among the people who hate God.
所以你知道我们所处的环境是非常的险恶的。
So then you can see how evil that we are living in.
在这种环境里面能够被神引导，被神鉴察。这是很大的祝福。
In such a wicked environment, and we can be led by God, is a big blessing.
因为常常我们不知道我们所处的环境有多险恶。
A lot of time we didn't know that we are living among the wicked.
所以这里呢，因为这个人有多多的认识，所以他进一步呢，他就对自己的前途，对于道路上，他有认识，也有选择。
But because this person has full understanding, then to his future, he has a better choice.
我们要怎么走，跟我们的认识是有关系的。
How, which choice of the way that we want to walk on has relationship with how much we know God.
所以他说，你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。
And therefore it says here that you men of blood, depart from me.
这是一个分别为圣的一个心愿。
This is a segregation, part of being separated.
啊，这是要分别为圣 ，sanctify.
To be sanctified.
啊，然后呢，他什么呀？他说：“耶和华恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们呢？攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们呢？啊，我切切的恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。”
Here it also says that do not I hate them, O Jehovah, that hate you, and do not I love them that rise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies.
这里是有一个心态，就是以神所恨恶的为他的恨恶。
Here is an attitude that he hates what Jehovah hates.
这就是能够进入那个神恨恶罪的那个感觉。
That you can have the same feeling of hating the evil.
所以当他知道他处在这样的一个环境里面，他自己也是非常软弱的。
That we will know that we are in weak when we are in such an environment.
他就说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And therefore it says that search me, O God, and know my heart, prove me and know my thoughts.
中文这讲说知道我的心思，它原文是心，知道我的心。也知道我的意念。
In Chinese, the first one pointed to my mind, but in the original text is my heart.
所以就说这个人他愿意心，他愿意心思，就是灵魂呢，都交在主的手中。
That the heart and thought pointing to the soul and spirit.
他愿意敞开自己在神的面前说，你看看我里面有没有什么恶行。
He is willing to open up himself and ask God to seek if there is any evil in him.
这里不是要看外面的，这是看里面有没有什么。
This is not to see the outside, but inside.
如果我们常常有这样的在主面前心愿的话，我们这个人就容易很活在神的面前。
If we are always willing to do so, then we can live lively before the Lord.
我们就可以减少很多那些伤害自己也伤害别人的东西。
Then we can reduce all those acts that hurt ourselves and others.
然后他有一个呼求说，引导我走永生的道路。
And he also cry out here that see if there be any grievance way in me and lead me in the way everlasting.
这是一个人在被鉴察，他发现他现在他应该往哪里去呢？他要往生命的路，是永生的生命的路去。
This is a person being searched and find out that he needs to go towards the way everlasting.
盼望我们里面也都有同样的呼吁。
And may we all have the same thought in us.
盼望主引导我们都走永生的路。
And may Lord lead us all in the way of everlasting.
好，我想因为时间的缘故，我就不再详细解释。
And because of time, I'm not going to have further explanation.
但是呢，我们最后读这个帖撒罗尼迦。前书第五章的 两节圣经。
But let's read the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
好，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章23节。
Verse 23.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我 主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指责。
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
好，我们领祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们把所交通的话交回到你的宝血和你的手中。
Lord, we put all those words that in our fellowship unto you.
求你鉴察这些的话。
May you search all these words.
如果对我们有益处，愿主圣灵给我们回头的亮光。
If these words benefit us, may the Holy Spirit give us the light.
如果够不上你的心意，求主使我们能够从当中得释放。
If it's not according to your will, may Lord release us from these words.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
捆绑恶者的作为。
Bound the evil's act.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.